Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's HEIKKINEN. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
season tickets. You've seen the Lambeau Leap. Let's all sing that Packer Polka. Fan Polka, Fan Polka. It's the Green Bay Packer Polka for the fans that can't be beat.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school football from Phillips, Wisconsin tonight. And the Phillips Loggers down 28-0 here at half. Not much to talk about them except Clayton Bears, awfully tough. Coming in here, they beat up on Washburn last week, gave up a touchdown, 64-6. So, you know, just coming out of this half, what they got to do is make some forward progress and also stop them. Very content to keep it on the ground is are the Clayton Bears, and they're listed as they got some bigger kids there. They got that Alex Schradel, he's 6'2", 240, and some other bigger kids out on that line, and they've been really dominating the offensive and defensive line there. But we'll talk a little bit about Green Bay Packers. They're coming up this season, and new quarterback, and average age is, I guess, 25. So a young team, I guess, rebuilding, if you will. Jordan Love, is he going to be the real deal? Holyfield or what? You think so? I think Jordan Love is going to have a tough year. But you know, it's going to be an interesting building year, and we'll see what they do. They got rid of some of their bigger contracts, and, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to try to sign some of the guys like some of these, like Gary and some of these younger guys, they want to extend for a 3-4-5-year contract rather than, putting money into some of the guys that might not be around as long. Aaron Rodgers, of course, is gone this year, and well, he's with the Jets, and I saw that there was a bar in Milwaukee that's offering free bar tabs when Rodgers starts and loses. Free bar tabs. So, interesting. There they are on that. faces in the crowd today. I see Steve Teeters. Hockey coach Kevin Bebo just walked in with the O's hat, Orioles, for Glidden Orioles. I see Mr. Durr over here. Doug Nutt taking on the game. A lot of the parents were here for a lot of the players. But you had to be here to see that. And I'll tell you, this is one of the nicest nights for football. A little bit of a wind here, and boy, probably 65, 70 degrees, and just a touch of wind. It doesn't feel like fall yet. It's supposed to be a hot weekend this weekend. So, Brewers battling the Philadelphia Phillies. They got a three-game lead on the Cubs. And right now, Brewers just took the lead 3-1. Three-run home run by Willy Adames, who a lot of people wanted to get rid of him, but I guess you got to keep on and see if he's going to get hot. He had a three-run home run against Zach Wheeler in the bottom of the fourth. Wheeler is a dealer here. He's at a three-and-a-half ERA or so, and did a good job there. So 3-1 Brewers right now. Brewers will be up next after the game. 4:11 before the half starts again. Keep in mind also Coach Steve Precor, has his football show every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on 98.3 Q Country. You can also go back to the archives, and Joel was telling me he'll be archiving all these games, including the radio calls as well, if you want to check out the games. So the Brewers will be going to be afterward. Milwaukee Bucks basketball also is going to be covered by 98.3 this year, 98Q. So if you want to listen to Giannis and some of the other people, there we are. Coming back, so far leading the team in rushing is going to be Levi Durr. He's got about 42 yards on the ground, roughly. That's Levi, unofficially. Also, leading the team in receiving is the big Swede. He had a 27-yard reception on a pass from, actually, it was a kind of a flea flicker from Evan Hollinger. So, not a lot of positivity for the Loggers so far. But there's another half of football to play. Loggers look like they were on the heels the whole time. And for the Bears, scoring for them, Tanner Lewis, the quarterback, had a 12-yard touchdown run to start the scoring. Braden Curtis got a 34-yard touchdown, and Landon King had a 19 and a 24-yard touchdown. Also, all four extra points kicked were from Logan Gitson, a kicker. You don't see a lot of kicking in eight-man football, at least in our smaller eight-man division. But he's made all four of them quite easily. So next week, the Phillips Loggers are going to go to Luck. They'll be playing at Luck next Friday night at 7 p.m. Clayton Bears leading 28-0 here. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Yeah. Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IDP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school football. It's going to be the start of the second half here, and Phillips Loggers down 28-0. They will receive the ball here in the second half. They kicked it off right away, and Clayton, it's been all Clayton. They're up 28-0, and they've just been running the ball. So Phillips Loggers probably had some good chat with the coaches, and we'll see if they can get something positive going here for the second half. They're going to be moving from left to right, I believe, to start, and we'll see who they'll drop back. Brewers again up 3-1. It's through 4 1/3. Clayton Bears are ready to kick off. Phillips Loggers still taking their time. Now they come out, and their deep backs are going to be Aaron Delasky and B.J. Lowry back to receive. And Gitson runs up to the ball. Deep kick. Lowry gets it at the 8. Coming forward, chugging forward, and gets out past the 25 and out to the 27. They say fumble. And no call yet. The Bears were saying they got a fumble recovery, but Loggers are going to retain at 26-yard line, 27 now. So Phillips Loggers starting out, moving from left to right here. Jumbo package here, double flanker, double tight end. Levi got a high snap up the middle and picked up a couple out to near the 30. Almost a 3-yard gain there, maybe 2.5. Mark it at the 29 and 2nd and 8. The Loggers coming out quick. Running in the play now is Evan Hollinger. Waiting on the sideline for the next one is Aaron Delasky. Near side hash mark. Out of there. Jumbo package, double tight end, double flanker right here. No motion. Straight outside the tackle, here comes Levi. Levi rumbling, passed out to the 35, and maybe he's maybe a yard and a half short of the first down. And they mark it at the 35.5-yard line, far side hash mark. Third and a little over a yard here to go. 10:55 here to play in the beginning of the third. Loggers in their black with orange. Double flanker right. Here comes fake handoff. Here comes Levi, tried to get the corner, and wow, he got nice stick right there from the safety. And caught him down and no gain on the play. Fourth down and two, and the Loggers probably will be kicking it here. Clayton Bear is not lining up for a receiver yet. 10:04 and counting. Loggers taking their time. Up to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to go Levi Durr. They got triple flanker this time, tight end right. And caught him off sides, and actually it looked like they drew him offside. That defensive end over on the right was jumping over the line, didn't call him for it. Should have been an infraction there, 9:38 to play. Fourth down from their 30. Running in the play now is Sawyer Kuchiba. And coming out is Levi Durr, so they look like they will punt. Back to punt. That Podmolik punts away and hits out of bounds, and where are they going to mark it? Oh, just inside at the, they're going to mark it at about the 40 here. So the Clayton Bears will start from their first possession here at the 40. We'll keep it here. Double tight end right from the gun. Hand off to the deep back, and they're not getting bored with it, folks. Same thing over and over, and Phillips Loggers just don't have the horses up there and getting knocked off the ball a little bit. Five-yard carry that time for Landon King. Bears trying to get it into run time here at 35-0, I believe, if that's still the rule. 8:38 and clicking. Same set, same old thing right here. We're going to punch it right up the middle. Fake handoff two, and caught from behind. Nice tackle that time from Levi just before the first down mark, and it's going to be third down and half a yard or so, third down and inches. Generous spot, actually. Looked like he fell backwards beyond the 49, maybe 48 and a half. So they gave him forward progress, even though he kind of an unusual fall back over the top of Levi. 8 minutes to go here. Double tight end right, out of the gun. Hand off to the deep back. Got caught at the line of scrimmage, but fought his way through. Out past the 50 to the 47 of the Loggers. And here come the Bears. Jumping out there now is Sawyer Kuchiba. Sitting down is the big Swede. First and 10 Bears taking their time this time, getting out of the huddle. 7:40, under 7:40 here to play in the first third quarter. Same set. Close to the near side half hash mark, looked like. And they had a motion from the fullback, and they're going to call offside. I think Clayton's going to get this one. And they call it on Phillips. So offsides on Phillips. They jumped over into the neutral zone just like Clayton did and drew our guy off. So disappointment there. But, hey, what can I say? I'm just a radio announcer. What do I know? 42-yard line for Clayton of into the Loggers territory right here. Double tight end set again. Out of the gun. Same set. Looked like a little early motion there. And he caught from behind and sacked by Levi Durr to the back to the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be second and 10. Just a little bit of a bobble that time. Tanner Lewis got that snap. Bobbled it a second. his feet slowed down a bit, and Levi busted through there and got him for the sack of 5 yards. Second down and 10 from the Loggers 47. Same setback here. Handoff give up the middle, caught from behind, and he got a 2 yard gain, 2.5 yard gain that time from Landon King. So third and 8. I think this is the longest third down they've had. Third down and 8. Clayton Bears. Up at the line of scrimmage. Far side hash mark. Moving from right to left. He goes to the weak side, and he's got plenty of room, and first down and more. And he broke through, and he's going to go all the way in and couldn't get tackled that time. A 47-yard scamper from Tanner Lewis. And 34-0 now, Clayton Bears. Phillips Loggers coming up, and they just went to the weak side because they've been going right up the gut. And that's how she goes. Not much you can do against a tough team like Clayton. They switch it up a little bit on you after they've had some success up the middle. Extra point up and good. So it's 35-0 here. 5:54 here to play in the third. I don't like runtime, frankly. I don't like it for anything. I mean, you travel all this way, and then what, you're going to get runtime on? Come on, let them play. Right. Oh, so it's not the runtime now for the third?
It will be now, but if we...
Yeah, so if you get it under, yeah, gotcha. All right, so we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scott Heckman here back in Phillips. It's Logger Camp, and Clayton looked like they were going to be stopped but broke through for a 47-yard touchdown, so it's 35-0. Big kickoff right here. Oh, my goodness. Bounced over the head of Adamitis. No, who was it? Kuchiba. Excuse me. Out to the 17, and there we go. Good kickoff right there. Aaron Delasky got over his head. He picked the ball up, and by the time that happened, Clayton was on him. 5:34. It's going to be run time now. And they marked him out to the 19, 20-yard line. Moving from left to right, your Phillips Loggers. They got one wide receiver left. Here's a handoff or a straightaway take by Levi Durr, who's their leading ball carrier right there, and he got a picked up 3 yards. Second down and 7 from the 23.5 yard line. 4:53 and ticking. In the bottom of the fifth, at the end of the 5 innings, the Brewers are up 3-1. Playoff bound, hopefully, Brewers. Jumbo package 4. Motion here now. Back to pass Durr. He's got a man deep and trying to fight through, and it looked like there could have been a flag, and they're going to call it now. The big Swede drew it. He had his man, and he tried to get around him. That safety kind of just mugged him there at the 50. But it's a 15-yard. 15 yards? I believe. Coach asking what happened there, and everybody else could see it, is right at the 50. So waiting for the call, but it's going to be pass interference on the Bears and Loggers. Add the big sweet up. They had a holding. They have pass interference. So two calls on the play. And they're going to mark it off 15 yards. So, Loggers at their own 39. Could have been a successful pass play right there on that kind of play action hit. And it was Levi Durr looking for Drew Hauschild. Hauschild got mugged at the 50, and they'll get 15 yards out of it. No spot of the foul. And handoff to Ben Vernig. Vernig's caught behind the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss of one. That motion give hasn't been there for him much. Running in the play now is Trigg Mullman. Second down and 11. Got to get to their own 49, Loggers. We're running out of time to make something positive happen here. Double flanker right. Hard count, and he drew his own man off. And it's going to be false start. One of their backers is up, and he's running around out there, apparently not crossing the line of scrimmage, trying to draw guys off, and he's been pretty successful at it. Under 2 minutes to play here in the third. Second down and about a quarter mile here to go, 16 yards, 17 yards we'll call it. Mix over there, he's got her. Double flanker right, handoff over to Mullman. Mullman gets the corner and more. And he got out past the original line of scrimmage in a gain of around 10 yards there. We'll see where they mark it. Far side hash mark out to the 42-yard line. 1:22 here to play. Little spring in his step that time with Trigg. Third and seven. 1:07 here to play. Double flanker left. Here comes Levi. Levi trying to get the corner. He's not going to make it. Held up there and got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. From their own 42, are they going to go here? Nice to see both sidelines full of players. Loggers have around 20 on the sideline and eight men out. And by the way, if you haven't watched Eight Man Football, you'd like it. You got to come watch it. You can also watch it on the YouTube channel. After the fact, they got great angles and everything else. It's like a pro show. Up the middle and stopped, and they'll turn it over on downs. That time the ball carrier was Mullman, and he couldn't break through. He was kind of juggling it, so the Clayton Bears will get it back at the Loggers' 43-yard line. Gain of about one. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Longman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
All right, I'm back now. This is Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school football from Phillips, Wisconsin. And that extra ad was one of mine, so I'm okay with it. Heck yeah. Clayton Bears starting out, and they're moving from left to right now from their own, from the Loggers 43. They got double tight end set near side. Out of the gun here. Handoff give. Looked like a false start by the back. And it looks like we might have a new back in there. Can't tell. And if not, they probably should. You should let everybody play here, in my opinion. But, hey. You know, what do I know? I'm just a radio announcer. Out to the 40 of the Loggers right here. That was a carry by Landon King, who's already got a couple touchdowns and lots of carries and quite a few yards. Out of the gun. Tight end right. King, the ball carrier, tries to cut back and picked up two or three, but brought down. It looked like Levi Durr got him. Came up and... Well, tackle by Ethan Upson, who dove down in there. And it's going to be third and five. 11:03 to go. Clayton Bears taking their time. Four down territory. What the Loggers need here is to go for a turnover. No turnovers so far this game. Double tight end right. And handoff give back to King. King makes the first down and not quite. Or is he there? It's going to be close, folks. He might be a little bit short. And it's going to be fourth down and one for the Bears. Watch out here. Last time they ran a play outside and the fake give inside and went outside and went all the way. So fourth and one. Loggers haven't stopped them all day. Bears haven't been stopped on a third or fourth down yet this game. Double tight end right. Out of the gun again. Double back. Hand up the middle. And he broke through and got out to the 25 first down carry on Landon King. From the 25 of the Loggers, here come the Bears. Bears and Loggers never have gotten along in all the history of everything. Out of the shotgun right here. Fake handoff. Naked boot. And he broke through and he's got caught from behind, though. And that was Trigg Moleman. Handoff to the naked bootleg and got out to the 14-yard line. First down and more for Clayton. New page out of that book there. They hadn't faked for a while. And there you go. When you're successful with the same thing and you fake it, and all of a sudden the field opens up for you. From the 13-yard line, first and 10 for the Clayton Bears. Same setup. Same guys. Here we go. Hand off to Landon King. Makes one slip. Got taken down by Levi Durr, though. Levi came up and hit him and kept him outside the 10-yard line, I thought. And he is at about the 10.5 right there. Levi coming up and sticking him. 8:22 here to go in the game. 35-0 Bears. Clayton Bears looking to maybe show how good they are to get into some rankings here. Not pulling any of their starters up 35-0 in the fourth. Here's a handoff to the fullback. He rumbles through for a little bit. And almost stumbling over there. They held him to about a two-yard gain there, and it's going to be third and around six, third and five and a half, roughly. 7:42 in Compton. Same setup, double tight end right. Here's a snap, give up the middle. King got stopped. And good stop right there. No gain on the play. That was Molman coming up. Fourth and six. And the Bears, they might bring out the kicking team. I think they will. Looks like it. All right, looking to block a kick right here, the Loggers. And here's the kick, and it's good. So he's been perfect tonight so far. That's Logan Gitson. And he kicked a, I don't know, around a 26-yard field goal. And that's his eighth point of the night. So 6:41 here to play. They'll stop the clock. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Scott Heckman here bringing you high school football. And back to receive are the Loggers looking for some positivity on offense. And a new kicker, he's going to right kick it, squib kick it, and it's down by the middle back at about the 40. And I don't know who that was. That might have been Levi Durr in there. I think diving on it must have been right there. Let's see who it was. Christian Boudreau. Handling that nicely because it was sometimes that ball bounces any other way, and that's why they do it, because you never know how it's gonna land. And if you don't grab it, well, then they get it. They got a wide end or wide receiver left, and they're looking and a incomplete pass right there. That was to Aaron Delasky, and they were gonna look for either a hook and ladder there or something of that nature, maybe a flea flicker. 5:45 and counting from their own 40-yard line. Bunch right, Durr out of the gun. Gets a snap, rolls out right, looking for. He's got his man right down there, and he's got Podmolik, and he dropped it. And Podmolik, Ethan Podmolik, had it in and out of his hands, and it might have got knocked out by the defender. They've been defending quite well there. Nice rollout, and got it to Ethan, and I think everybody's kind of eligible except, the three down men. Yep, so 4:55 and counting, almost right there would have been a 20-yard pass play. Same setup here. Rolling out this time. Levi tries to get the corner, knocks his way through and got five. out to their own 46-yard line. And the Loggers, fourth down and five, and they're going to go for it. Not giving in at all. Not one bit are the Bears. Their same eight, nine guys are out there. So are the Loggers, trying to get something going here. Jumbo package. There's a motion, give, and there's a first down and more, and here he goes. And he breaks the tackle, gets knocked out of the sideline, 27. And that was Aaron Delasky. Aaron Delasky picks up around thirty-five yards on the scamper, 36 we'll call it. And big play for the Loggers. Out of the gun now. Jumbo set again. Hand off to the second one going through. He breaks through, and that was Vernig. I think that was Ben. Ben Vernig got inside the 20, just inside, and they mark it down. Gain of around five and a half here. Maybe six. Second down and a short five here for the Loggers. First time in the red zone all night. Jumbo package left. And handoff give to Malman. Malman spins through, breaks one, gets by another. He's trying to fight his way inside the 10, down to the 9. 2:54 here to play. They mark him at the 10. Far side hash mark. Running in the play now is Ben Vernig. 2:44 and counting. Knocking on the door now are the Loggers. Levi, out of the gun. Motion. Double wing set. Levi back to pass. He's got his man and off the fingertips that time of Jack Kowicki. They couldn't connect, but they had him. They had him there at the back of the end zone. Jack couldn't haul it in, just at the tips of his fingers there. Running the play now is Trig Mullman. Second down and goal from the 10-yard line. Loggers looking to put something positive here to go out of the gun. Blitz coming and picked up nicely. Steps outside, stays outside the line, and oh, that was pretty close to a interception. Levi made a couple guys miss. Looked like he was going to take the ball and tuck it, but he didn't. He stayed outside the line of scrimmage, rolled out, looked for a man, and didn't see that inside safety coming up. And it was a close call right there. Third down and goal from the 10. From the gun, jumbo package left. Here comes Levi going. Student body left, and Levi scores a touchdown. .115 here to play, and the Loggers finally break in. And they went student body left, got it all the way in, and they'll try for two, it looks like. .38-6. But Loggers, they're going to go for it. Jumbo package left. Out of the gun, Levi. Hands off, gives, and didn't make it. It was a good fake. I didn't even see who got it. It was the motion back there. So it's 38-6, 1:15 here to play. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout, 30 seconds.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Scott Heckman here, bringing you high school football from Phillips, Wisconsin's Loggers Camp. Phillips Lager's down 38-6, but just scored for the first time all game and up against a very tough and very good Clayton Bears. Again, Bears, Lagers, you know, in the history of all time, they just don't get along. You know, it's kind of like cats and dogs, you know, water and oil. You just don't mix. But there you go, 38-6. And here comes the kickoff from the second time he's gotten a kick tonight. It's Ethan Podmolik. Ethan approaches. Squib kick left. And it looks like it's going to almost get out of bounds. No. And loose ball. And the Loggers fall on it. And they got it at their own. At the Clayton Bears 27. They let it go up along the sideline. They thought it was going to peel out, and he kept that one in. Good English that time from Ethan Podmolik. And the Loggers got another chance here. 53 seconds and counting, though. They better hustle up. Loggers got three timeouts to go here. Onside kick recovered by the Loggers. And finally coming out onto the stage is Brody Janicek. And they're going to try to get a play in here, maybe. And another substitution in there. Looks like they're going to go with their young guys here. Out to the right. Kuchaba makes it and gets outside right there. And 10 seconds, and they're going to let her tick down, and that's going to be it. So 4-yard, 5-yard pickup for Kuchaba. And that's going to be the ball game right there. So, Phillips Loggers get a chance with their younger guys to play right there. 38-6. So, we're going to just go through the totals for the Clayton Bears. Scoring a 34-yard touchdown is Braden Curtis, number 23. Kicking 5 extra points and a 26-yard field goal, Logan Gibson. Scoring 2 touchdowns, 1 from 19 and 1 from 24 on the ground, number 8, Landon King. And 2 on the ground for quarterback, number 7, Tanner Lewis, from 12 and from 47. And for the Phillips Loggers, Levi Durr had about 80 yards rushing, and he had a 10-yard touchdown with under 2 minutes to go in the game. So congratulations to the Clayton Bears, 38-6. Decisive victory for them, and they're going to go to 2-0, and the Phillips Loggers fall to 1-1, and they'll be traveling to Luck next week. Friday at 7 p.m. Brewers fans, here we go. You can meet the game right now. The Brewers are up 3-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. We'll send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country. Good night, everybody.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Bryce is 0-for-2 tonight. Ground out in a flyout to right field for Terang. Just one for his last 19 at the plate. He had a very good start to August. This misses down and away with a sinker. And he goes to 3-1. First 3 weeks of August, Terang was really in some kind of groove offensively. But last homestand and that series in Chicago slowed down just a little bit. 3-1, swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. 3-1 Brewers, bottom of the seventh. Pion still getting loose in that Brewers bullpen. Soto brings home the 3-2 pitch, and it's a called third strike. Two-seam fastball on the outside edge. And Terang strikes out looking to end the bottom of the seventh. A couple of strikeouts for Soto. We're off to the eighth inning. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Losing sleep lately? The job, the house, the headlines, or investments? How about the feeling your investment partner isn't a partner at all? They might be operating in someone's best interest, but that someone isn't you. It's time for Annex Wealth Management. It's easy. Head to AnnexWealth.com, click the Get Started button. We work in your best interest as a fiduciary. That commitment runs so deep, we put it in writing. Does your advisor do that? Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management. Start at AnnexWealth.com.
Pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks like an American Gourmet 3-burner gas grill by Charbroil on sale $149.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford charcoal briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are off to the eighth inning here at American Family Field. Yoel Pyonce takes over on the mound. Joey Weimer enters this game at center field. Sal Frelick moves from center field to right field. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Bob Buford.
All right, thank you, Lane, and Bohm is going to lead things off for Philadelphia. Realmuto will follow, and then Brandon Marsh. And the opening pitch by Piams, good for a strike on a spinner. Nothing and one on the right-handed batting at Philly's third baseman. From the stretch, Piams deals again, this time down low and inside. He missed. One ball and one strike now. We're in the eighth. Philadelphia with only two hits in the game. And the first one was the only run they scored. The home run by Schwarber to lead off the game. That's been it. And the pitch. High and wide, and it's 3-1 now on the Phillies' leadoff batter here in the eighth inning. New sign, Contreras. Piams deals. He's right in there with that one. Fastball right down the middle. It is full now, 3-2. Alvarado and Hoffman are up for Philadelphia. Low and away, and he works a walk. Tying run will come to the plate in JT Realmuto, while Contreras is out to talk things over with Yoel Piams. Willie Adames will join that conversation. Vibe check, you know what that means, a cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big Vibe, they call it. Seltzer that passes the vibe check. Send you a station break here in a moment. JT Realmuto is going to be the batter. And the pitch, that one's in there for a strike. Breaking ball that caught the outside corner on Realmuto.